All right, so you know, with all these toys we've just been giving away in the last segment, it's only fitting to bring in the expert on childcare. I almost want to see if she can help out with dogs, because we know I've got that problem. Super Nanny Jo Frost is joining us. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. And first off, Merry Christmas to you.
I know. Merry Christmas to you as well. Exciting, right?
It is. Okay, let me just get sidetracked first off. What's on your Christmas list this year? I have to know.
The biggest thing on my Christmas list is actually going home to hold my newborn niece. I have just been filming manically on a relentless schedule, a super nanny, and I have the opportunity now to go home and see my family. So I just cannot wait to just hold my little niece and, she's adorable. I haven't seen her since she's been born, so I'm very excited.
It is a special thing. Now, I know before we went on the air, I told you that I don't have any of my own kids, but you said it's perfectly all right for aunts and uncles to spoil their nieces and nephews this time of year. Isn't that right?
Oh,
I'm kidding.
I'm just wondering where you heard that.
No.
I mean, I think, you know, the reality is that, you know, kids are going to get, you know, gifts from all different angles, from friends to family members. And, you know, it's that time of the year where, you know, children see toys on the television and it's I want, I want. And I'm sure these parents are right now trying to cut down the Santa list as I talk, you know. And I always say to parents, let them write down a whole list of stuff that they actually want and then start to take away and tell them that Santa will only read one page instead of like five. But I think the reality is, you know, that when your children are inundated with lots of gifts that aunts, uncles, grandparents want to give, you've got to start pacing that over Christmas, you know, otherwise children become very overwhelmed with opening everything, you know. And if they do that all in the morning, then, you know, which toy do they play with? And it does almost feel like, you know, being in the middle of a toy shop at F.A. Schwartz and not knowing which toy you're going to play with first.
It is. It's sort of like sensory overload with everything. Now, I know that something you've done on your show in the past is some of the families that had just way too many toys, you've taken them to a charity. That's also one idea for this time of year, right? Get rid of some of the older toys to make room for the newer ones as well.
Yeah, I think the reality is that sometimes we, you know, we realize that when we start to look at the toys that our children have, we realize that they've outgrown those toys by a couple of years and they've just kind of been sitting there already. So I think it's really important at this time of the year to have a clear out, to realistically look at the presents, you know, that have been bought before and the gifts and start to, you know, say, right, do we really need those? Give those to charities, give them to hospitals, you know, for children to be able to play with over the Christmas period so that we can make room for the new ones.
And, you know, that's something that on your show you're always trying to teach the kids to be responsible as they grow up. So for those who might not be familiar with the show, essentially parents contact you when they're having, I guess, trouble, behavioral issues with their children. Is that, and then they send you the video and then you step in and you save the day, really.
Oh, thank you. Very kind. Really, parents call me when they've got parental issues with regards to how they may work out it, routines, how they may overcome eating issues, sleeping, discipline, schools, homework, teenage communication problems, dealing with 21st century facts of, you know, how we're raising teenagers in a world where, you know, we have to make them more aware and conscious of influences. And, you know, it ranges from, you know, right the way from newborn to early preteens. And, you know, it really allows parents to understand how we can bridge the gap between ourselves and our children and understand them more and be able to certainly do the best that we can by them.
Back to the music already. It seems like we just got started. More with Super Nanny Jo Frost right after this. Back to the music on thefreedom41.com. Countdown to Christmas. Freedom41.com. Countdown to Christmas continues on Top of the Charts. Super Nanny Jo Frost from ABC's, well, Super Nanny is joining us on the line. One of the things that we often see on the show is trouble enforcing discipline, and that's something that you have to walk through, most of the parents through. And I know a lot of them feel guilty, they feel bad about that. So how do you sort of overcome that, I'm a bad person because I'm disciplining my child?
I would say, Jeremy, the biggest thing that I actually just want to say to every parent who's listening is that there is this... you know, this stigma with the word discipline. And when I use the word discipline, the first thing Americans think of is corporal punishment. And that's not what I'm talking about. And if parents can really understand that when the word discipline is used, what I'm talking about is really a teaching tool so that a child understands appropriate behavior and what we can do to enable our children to think about that behavior so they can start to think before they act, then what we will do as parents is really shape the way our children think about one another. And that's really my aim, is to be able to continue to help parents realize that we must, as parents, discipline our children, because it's a form of them realizing the appropriate behavior that's necessary. But when we say the word discipline, we should also understand that we are not talking about corporal punishment. And I feel that if parents can overcome that language barrier, then what they will realize is responsible parenting without feeling that they have to instill corporal punishment, because I know that's not what parents want to be doing.
All right, Joe, we've got some questions from our listeners, because I know you get bombarded with questions every time you go anywhere. Jackie wants to know, how long do you stay with the families? Is it just 1 week? And what happens if things aren't ironed out by then?
Well, I stay with a family for 2 weeks when I'm filming Super Nanny. So they have 2 weeks of my time, and we certainly film over 200 hours of footage, and I'm with a family for at least 17 hours a day. And there are some instances that you will see straight away get resolved, like sleeping issues, eating issues, maybe a child is, you know, been on a binky for too long, and we get rid of that situation, you know, and you'll see that very quickly. But relationships and putting relationships back on par so that they can continue to heal, you know, that's a longer process, as we all know. But as long as I can get them on par with actually working towards amending that relationship, then they're on the right track.
And do you stay in touch with the families after the show? Like, do they ever come to you with a refresher, though, because maybe something hasn't quite worked, like, once you're gone?
No, the biggest thing that I had, I remember speaking to a family that I helped in season 3, and, you know, they were doing very, very well, and they came off track. They literally completely came off track. And the wonderful thing was is that the mother said to me, I came completely off track. I realized, because I was consciously aware, hold on a minute, this is not right. This is where we was before. And what she had been taught by me, she got herself back on track again. And I think that was a wonderful testament of what she'd learned while she was with me. Old behavior habits creep in. And what is important is that you allow them to stay outside the front door and you continue with the new techniques and new skills that you've learned to move forward. And that's exactly what this lady did. I'm very proud of her.
And you have a lot of your techniques and different items on your website. There's books, there's message boards. What's the address for that?
JoeFrost.com is my website, and what that really allows me to do is to personally be able to, you know, communicate with parents worldwide and answer their questions. There's a newsletter that goes out monthly. You know, it's my, you know, I really love it. I feel it's just my job to be able to be that very strong family advocate and to keep parents in tune with what's going around and be informative for them. And, you know, I love being able to do that. It allows me to be able to connect with parents worldwide.
We'll be sure to check it out, www.joefrost.com. Super Nanny Joe Frost. Check out the show Friday evenings on ABC, right?
Yes, that's it. 8 o'clock.
Thanks for joining us. And again, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Joey. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Take care now. Top of the charts!